Tip today, in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, welcome along to Tip Today. We're live from the Tip FM Broadcast Centre on Pier Street in Nenagh today. If you're passing by the door, drop in and say hello. We'll make you very welcome indeed. We'll be chatting with Nenagh Credit Union as well as local craft businesses. Thurles Woman features on tonight's episode of You Really Should See a Doctor. We'll be hearing her story. Homelessness is set to be highlighted at a public meeting in the county tonight. We're talking a Christmas concert in Clonjordan. Trudy will have a review of all of the local papers, and Helen England is back in studio with us to talk about the drama of Christmas. So our phone line's open to you, and it's absolutely free, 1800-938-007, to talk to Trudy Waters. And, of course, you can text me on 083-311-3311. Now, not one, but two prizes to give away this week. We have a 7-foot-tall fresh Christmas tree, courtesy of Pine Nurseries in Burncourt. And as well as that, we have a €25 voucher from Moroni's Footwear in Clonmel to celebrate an Echo Shoes promotion. Now, that's based on your interaction with us by text, joining in the conversations, coming up with something brand new, getting it off your chest, getting up on your soapbox, whatever. Get texting right now, 083-311-3311. Let's have a look at what's making headlines. Today, US President Donald Trump will recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, senior administration officials have said. Israel welcomes the changes, as you can imagine, but the Palestinians and the Arab leaders have warned they will. This could jeopardize any Middle East peace process. Research has found that a significant number of lung cancer cases are diagnosed when patients are in hospital emergency departments. The Irish Cancer Society is calling for an effective and urgent campaign to ensure the earlier detection of lung and other cancers in Ireland. And people in Tipperary have experienced difficulties cashing their refund checks from Irish Water. Those without bank accounts have been unable to bring the check to their local shop or post office. 1800 938 007. Now, I'm joined again in the studio this morning by businesswoman, broadcaster and social media commentator Helen England. Good morning to you, Helen.
Good morning, Fran. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Dare I say happy Christmas?
Because, oh, I love it.
Going to talk about the drama of Christmas. It's full of drama.
If you want it to be. Drama follows drama. In my opinion. But yeah, there's a lot of drama out there when it comes to Christmas. But like I said, I think a lot of it's created by ourselves. We can cut out a lot of drama if we just choose to. But I was thinking about this yesterday as well, because I laughed. I got something in the poster, you know, one of these wee pamphlets, and it was from a shop, and they were doing this essential last minute shopping list for Christmas. Was part of the feature of this Christmas thing they had out. It was a supermarket. And one of the things on the list for the shopping list, the last minute, was earplugs.
Earplugs.
Earplugs. And okay. I'm like going, what?
Not headphones, no. Earplugs.
No, earplugs. Yeah, unless it was a misprint or something. And you're thinking, what is the talk? Are you supposed to go, oh, hello, everybody. I'm home for Christmas. Hello, my lovely brothers and sisters and whatever. Excuse me for a second. Maybe it's a good idea. I don't know.
I can see some advantages to it immediately, but anyway.
And also, but then I was looking further, and there was articles in different newspapers about 6 strategies to opt out of Christmas with your family. You know, 6 strategies. Like, right. There's one strategy if you don't want to be there. Say, no thanks. Like, surely.
I'm not coming for Christmas.
No, I'll not be there this year. Right. But happy Christmas, you know. Or, you know, I'm going to do something different this year. I don't understand why. If I didn't want to be somewhere for Christmas, guess what? I wouldn't be there.
You wouldn't be there.
I just wouldn't be there.
And you wouldn't make up an excuse, would you?
I'm not a person for excuses.
Right, if you just say no.
I just say no, thanks. You're very kind. No, thank you. And I do laugh, and I know we were having a giggle off air. I do laugh at the excuses, and people feel like it seems to be a habit that people think they have to make an excuse for stuff. And I've heard people, you know, say ring to cancel appointments. It could be, or, you know, their hygienist, dental hygienist, and they're like, listen, I can't make it today. So what happened was, you see, our youngest one, she was up on, like, just say, I need to cancel my appointment. Can I reschedule? Right. You know, but it's just so funny.
That's such an Irish thing. Or is it an Irish thing?
Oh, I don't know. I think it is. It's a tip thing anyway. No harm to anybody. I'm going to lambaste for that. Because I come from a family where, say, my dad would say how it is, you know?
And you also made the point that we make an inquiry that could be to the benefit of somebody else by saying sorry first.
Yes, this makes me laugh as well. So first of all, what we do is we give excuses or explain ourselves way too much. You just need to say, I can't make that, but thank you, or can I reschedule an appointment? But also, and my husband's going to kill me. I know he's listening because he's home today. And like yesterday, we were doing our house insurance and I said to Neil, okay, I was dropping the kids to school. I goes, right. So he was ringing around, rightly so, to get the best price for our house insurance. And I went, okay, don't say hello, sorry. And he goes like, what? And I goes, don't say hello, sorry. Because basically you're saying, hello, sorry, I want to spend money with your, I may want to spend, you know. And he's like, I don't do that. I goes, you do. Yeah, hello, sorry. And it's just, it's little things like that. And it is only this habit, or people don't even know they're saying it. But it does put you on a different, it doesn't help in the negotiation, say, for example, in house insurance, if you're apologising for ringing a company.
That's amazing,
even though it's
subconsciously
that you're doing
But it's the same. We go into a restaurant, we get the most god-awful meal, which happened to me just a couple of nights ago, and we say, sorry, would you mind having a look at the meal?
Yeah, sorry, would you mind
instead
having a look at this thing?
Instead of saying, this is an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, this is an abomination. What is this? Is this some kind of sacrifice?
But go back to Christmas.
Anyway,
is it about Christmas that brings the best and the worst out?
Well, I think the media don't help, because it's all
the media.
Oh, sorry, I know I keep doing this every week. I forget where I am. But there are these, like I say, these articles about six strategies to opt out of Christmas, how to avoid your family at Christmas, toxic family dynamic, dysfunctional, family whatevers. You know, stop it, lads. You know, if you don't want to be somewhere, don't. And it's important to set your stall out, and people go, oh, if I didn't show up now, if I didn't go to whatever on Christmas Day, I'd be out. I'd be, I'd be cast aside for the year. People get used to you then, though, when you do make a decision and say, it might sting for the first minute or two, but they'll get over it. And if they don't get over it, that says more about
them. What happens, though, if you enjoy the idea of reuniting the family for Christmas, and then everybody has a few jars, and then you remember why you avoided them for the previous 11 months? And
say if as later in the evening it gets, then you do need to devise an early exit strategy.
Ah,
I would say.
Good.
I remember my friend Tim, and he was getting so uptight before Christmas, and he was like, oh, because I know my brother's going to start. Yeah. I was like, you're a grown man. What age are you like? And he's like, no. But he told me after, he got to the house and they had dinner and stuff, and then they were watching TV and he could feel the tension rising, and his brother just kind of went and coughed or something, and Tim went, right, that's it, I'm out of here. You know. And I was like, you are some fool. And away off he went. So I think if it's a time, if it's somewhere where maybe a few drinks, or as the time goes on, it's not a lot of fun, then go after Mass, if you go to Mass in the morning or whatever, or call around Christmas morning with muffins.
Mm.
Have a couple of mince pies and do your call of duty then. And happy Christmas now, lads. We're going to head off. See you later. And get out of there again.
Right.
You know? But it's
it's interesting.
Put yourself first.
I can't understand as well that if you know somebody gets a bit of obnoxious with a few jars in them, why do you fill them full of drink?
Well, maybe they fill themselves full of drink. Come on. They might have an old bottle in the cistern in the toilet.
No, I've seen it happen, Helen. They go over and they pour.
Home measures. Yeah, disaster. Well, just if you know, think about what happened last year. Think about what was good and what was bad. And then could the bad have been controlled? Or could you control not being there? Usually the answer is yes. Well, then there's your answer.
Mm.
But if you want drama, drama follows drama. Away off you go, knock yourself out. But don't complain about it after then. So, to be honest.
What about the other thing that I keep hearing all the time, that it is, and God knows I know this myself to some extent this year, but it is a milestone at times for people. It can be an unhappy time. It's that time, you know?
It can be. And that is tough.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not belittling, and I don't mean, like, there's people grieving this the first year without a loved one or whatever it might be. But then you kind of, so some people just want to hide underneath the duvet and get it out of the way. And if so, do that. Mm. You know, if you don't want to be whatever, it's a bit like that film, was it About a Boy with Hugh Grant or something?
Oh,
Love
yeah,
Actually
yeah,
is a great
yeah,
one for showing the different sides of Christmas and stuff. I know it's not real. But do whatever suits you.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You don't have to put on a face.
No.
You know.
Be kind to yourself. But there are some lovely things out there. Because I remember talking to someone and he just said, you know, we just, him and his wife, they just were going through a bad patch. And I was like going, you know what, then don't be in that situation. That's just the two of you. But there's stuff like I see in the paper, I know Trudy might mention as well. There's a community Christmas Day dinner happening in Nina, Christmas Day in the Scouts Hall. Sandra Farrell's organising it there. Wonderful idea. It was on last year. Apparently it was superb. And in the article as well, I just had a quick read. She was saying, listen, there's no stigma. Some people came in because we're coming off the night shift and their family were on up the country and they come on in and join Christmas Day. Other people there because they live on their own. Other people were there because, you know, for many, many different reasons. Get out and do something different then. So come in, like the Scouts Hall is a wonderful place. We had a great night there on Friday night with the Bank of Ireland community night. It's a lovely meeting place and stuff. Get out and do something different. You know, don't feel at the bequest of others though. Put yourself first or your family first and look and go, what do we want out of Christmas? You know, as in you and your immediate, if you have kids and stuff or whatever it might be, what do we want? And then just do it.
Yeah,
you
know? There's huge pressure, particularly on women. I know that it should be mixed, but you're generally it's not, to become Doreen Allen on the 25th of December as well.
You're Nigella. That's tougher to be Nigella.
Well, I'll say nothing,
you know,
about that.
The big fox.
But I do have her posters everywhere.
She did wish me a happy birthday, by the way.
Did she?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, I wish she wished me a happy
That's
birthday.
That's what my brother Brian said, yeah. But there is, yeah, do what you can do and do, you know. And if you can't do it, fake it. You know, go in and buy. There's some lovely stuff now, really high quality stuff you can buy in the frozen section, says the food writer who does hampers. But, you know, but don't, why? It's this is all an image. You know, the image of the perfect Christmas and stuff, you know. And if you don't like cooking, don't cook. Just, you can, like I said, you can buy a lot of stuff now in the shops and stuff that's already prepared. And whatever, who cares if you didn't make it, you know, as long as you're happy.
Do you find it interesting that we've been talking about this for about 14 minutes or so, and a lot of conversations about Christmas rarely refer to the genesis of it?
Yeah, I know.
Which is the whole Christian tradition of it. You know? Does that bother you? Or
no, it doesn't.
Does it not?
No, it doesn't. Because everybody has their own thing. Like I made reference to Mass there. Mass on Christmas Day or Midnight Mass is lovely. And people go, may or may not go, for different reasons and stuff. Mm. But I do laugh when you're saying that. I remember a couple of years ago, my little girls were young, very young, 35 and 7 now. So they would have been about 3 and 4, whatever they were. And we were up in Fermanagh and I said, go in and get Grandy. Because we were opening presents and Dad was in the kitchen. And then they went, but they're such plumazers, the two of them. And I didn't even set this up. So they went, come on in, Granddad, Grandy, we're going to open the presents for Christmas and stuff. And he goes, okay, wee craters. He's so nice. Like, all right, wee craters, you bring in Grandy. So they held each hand and he says, are you excited about opening your presents? And Maddie turns around in all seriousness and she goes, I'm more excited, Grandy, that is the baby Jesus' birthday. And I, no! And it was plumazen. And I was like, oh my God. And Daddy was like, that's the best wee crater. Look at that for good manners. And not at all. She tore into those presents like a puma, into a thing of meat, you know.
Brilliant.
But it was just so, I was like,
manipulating,
oh my God. She's as cute as, I don't know where she got it from.
I wonder where she got it from.
But
yeah.
Christmas Day, and when this thing, you know, Oh Holy Night, oh, I start to cry.
I know, it's so beautiful. Yeah.
It's just the most beautiful thing in the world. And I love coming out of Mass. And whatever reason you're in there, it could be, it might just be your wee place for that, sit back and reflect. And it is lovely. We'll be up in Ballinrea on the Christmas Day. But it's just lovely when you're walking out there and saying Happy Christmas Day. It's very special. It is that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Right.
You know?
And that's the whole
that's what
core
it's
of it, isn't
but keep
it?
Yeah. That warm, fuzzy feeling, whatever way you see fit for the rest of that day.
Right.
So don't go, Happy Christmas, get in the car, go, I can't believe we have to go to your mother-in-law's. Or I can't believe you're making me do this. Don't do that. Then go and do whatever it is you do. Go to this guy's hall, go
very
back
good.
To your own house, whatever you want.
And don't preface every phone conversation with sorry.
Hello, sorry, yes. And
hello,
don't
sorry.
Explain to the dentist
why
you can't make your appointment. Just say, I cannot make it. Can I reschedule?
Very good. You're going to fix us all. You know that?
No, well, you see, this is the thing. I was just thinking that I'd sign like so that I have it all together and I don't, you know? But that's just wee reflections.
Well, you're very honest. You're very honest. Bruisingly.
My friend Danielle said that to me the other day. She goes, you're great. She says, you're so honest. And I'm like, okay, thanks, I think.
Does that ever get you into trouble?
Probably, yeah. But sure, I don't wait around long enough to find out.
Right. You know? Ah, lads, it says, give it over. Christmas is different for lots of people. You're adding to the stress.
No, we're not. We're not. You see, that's what, people decide in their own head what they hear. We're not. We're saying, do your Christmas whatever way you want. Right. You are the most important person in this. So put yourselves first. Ask yourself what you want to be at Christmas or what you want to do at Christmas and then just do it.
There's a beautiful text in that says, do what suits myself. Have you met my mother?
Well, don't meet your mother on Christmas Day then. Go up the week after Christmas or something.
Oh, like I love it. By the way, do give me a full name and an address so that we can enter you into our competition if you are texting on 083-311-3311. All right. In the meantime, Helen, happy Christmas to
Thanks,
you.
Friend.
But we will see you next week.
You can't get rid of me.
We look forward
quickly.
To that. So goodbye.
Sorry. I just have to go now because. Thanks, Fred.
Bye-bye, Helen. That's our own Helen England. There's 9:21. We're going to take a break and then we'll have a look at the local papers with Trudy.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Now, get your text into us. We've got that €25 voucher for Moroni's Footwear to give away and a 7-foot-tall Christmas tree based on your interaction with us by text. So get texting, but give us a full name and an address so that we can enter you properly into our competition, just like Sadie Ryan from Carrick and Shore made sure to give me her entire full address, and you're into the draw, Sadie. Now, Trudy Waters is with me in studio to have a look at all the local papers, Trudy.
I am indeed. And we'll start off with the Nina Guardian today, their front page story. Their council ready for winter. So with freezing temperatures expected across the country later this week, Tip County Council is prepared with its winter road maintenance plan in place. So it's got 3 salt storage barns. One is located just outside Nina and has a total capacity, the article says, of around 2,700 tonnes. So winter maintenance will be categorised over 3 priorities, we'll all be delighted to hear. First will be given to motorways, along with regional roads of strategic importance, that's expressway, bus routes, hospitals, etc., bus depots. Second priority then to regional roads with high volumes of traffic, that'll be many of the roads in Tipperary, the main roads in Tipperary. And then priority 3 will comprise of other regional roads, town streets and local county roads. And obviously in extreme events, you know, there'll be local gritting, but just bear in mind, not every road is going to be gritted when you're going out and about. Lovely picture in the front of the Nina Guardian, the Silver Mines Folk Choir Christmas concert there. It's a view of the Silver Mines Folk Choir, the balcony of the local church. Lovely, lovely image there. And then a story that we ran ourselves as well, the Nina Tree ceremony postponed, the Hospice Christmas Tree of Remembrance ceremony. It's been postponed now until the 16th, and that's at 4 p.m. So that's the front page. Moving on into the paper, planning granted for 250 home plan. Tipperary County Council has granted an extension of duration of planning permission for almost 250 new homes in Nina. That's according to an article by Simon O'Duffy. Gary McNamara, understood to be the son of Euro Millions winner even, Dolores McNamara, has received unconditional permission for an application centering on a 30-acre site off Drummond Road. So the plan involves over 246 dwellings, so that'll be good news that gets up and running.
Yeah.
And then there's a Nina family appeals for help. A Moldovan family living in Nina is appealing for people to help secure treatment for a young man who has lymphoma. Ion Lefter, I think, he's been diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He's a worker at the ABP Meats factory there, and they're appealing for anyone who can help them out in terms of that. Christmas Day swim at Yall Quay. The annual Christmas Day swim will be held once again this year at Yall Quay. So,
no, I won't be there.
Will you not take a dip on Christmas Day? Oh dear. Fantastic picture there. Dancing champion, 10-year-old David Nealon. That's the Flynn O'Kane Academy. He won the Munster Dancing Championship for the 3rd year in succession, and he's set to participate in the World Championships in Glasgow next March. And Helen was telling me off air that an incredible young man. He also danced for them at the Bank of Ireland event last week.
And
an exceptional young man. Yeah. Mo Bros raised funds for men's health. That's a great picture there of in Buddy's Bar of this group of men. There are several groups actually in North Tipperary who took part this year's Movember campaign to raise funds and awareness of men's health issues. Well worth it. Long may they continue doing that. Nina's Community Christmas Day Dinner, something Helen mentioned there. Again, it'll be taking place in Nina, as Sandra Farrell and her team of friends and family aim to provide a festive community spirit at the Scouts Hall in Christmas Day. So if you're at a loose end on Christmas Day, you know what you can do. You can help out there. A new cookbook by a Bird Hill chef. It's pastry chef Paula Lyons, a native of Bird Hill. She's now working in Canada, and she has a new Desserts with Gusto. You'd love it, Fran.
Sounds
fabulous. Looking treats there to be had. An interesting story that's in a couple of the papers. It's a court story. Bus driver wanted to teach motorists a lesson. A bus driver who placed two traffic cones on the roof of a car said he wanted to teach the driver of the car a lesson about parking in bus spaces. The 41-year-old of Killarney in Kerry pleaded not guilty to causing criminal damage to a red Volkswagen Golf at Barack Obama Plaza in Moneygall in 2016. Now, Leinster District Court heard that Ger Curtis had been travelling from Limerick to Carlow that day when he decided to stop at the Obama Plaza. He told the court there were no car parking spaces available, so he parked his Golf in between two buses. He said that he went into the shop to get some ice cream, and when he came back out, he found two traffic cones on the roof of his car and said it caused damage to the paintwork, so he obviously reported to the Gardaí. Now, Judge Bernadette Owens acknowledged the defendant's frustration in the fact that he was trying to point out that the space was taken and he couldn't get in there, and she said she had some sympathy, but she concluded he was guilty of the offence, and she ordered him to pay compensation of €770 to Mr. Curtis.
Ouch.
There you go.
Ouch.
Yes, indeed. Gordy, warning on shoplifters, and I know we will be speaking to Detective Seamus Maher there, so we'll have further warnings for us in relation to that. Top role for auctioneer Owen. Nina's Owen Dillon has now been he's been appointed chairperson of the National Estate Agency Group Real Estate Alliance. So good news for him there. I suppose moving on now, plenty more to be had there. Just, I'd love to get through all of it, but we just simply don't have the time. So quite a lot there to be had. Tipstar, lovely picture in the front of it of Sister Patricia Wall from Ballingarry, our flying nun. After picking up one award, and now she's obviously in the running for another award. So she's just some incredible woman.
And a formidable lady.
And a formidable lady, absolutely. St. Vincent de Paul is warning people to beware of moneylenders at Christmas time. It is not to be tempted to avail of the service in the run-up.
We hear the pressures of Christmas.
In Northtip alone, according to Noel Dundon in the Tipstar, there are 23 agents working for legal money lending, and that's quite a startling figure. But there's also another number of illegal money lenders, and really they're the ones you need to watch out for. Another story, a drug sachet found at Thurles Playground. Two small plastic bags of what were thought to be empty drugs sachets were discovered at a playground in a local housing authority and state in Thurles this week, leaving residents and those who discovered in a very distressed state. So another story there by Noel on that. Very sad story that's covered in both The Guardian, covered in all three of them really. HSE agreed to fund drugs days after campaigner Marion dies. So it's in relation there to the late Marion Kelly and how she passed away
that's so tragic.
Just, you know, and it's horrific. Yeah. It's absolutely horrific. And I know, you know, she is a grandmother, but like, she's 54. She was a young woman. A young woman with a life ahead of her and over a...
And by all
ridiculous.
Accounts, she needn't have died,
Totally. Upper Church man Paddy Shanahan is honoured in the UK. An Upper Church man who departed for the UK in 1988 and now turns is now a head of a company turning over in excess of 100 million annually was the toast of London recently with the Building Britain Awards. He's Paddy Shanahan from Capon Villa in Upper Church. So there you go. That's fantastic.
It's all happening in Upper Church, I'm telling you.
In Upper Church. Yeah. Another story here that something we're hoping to cover as well. A Thurles couple have been named as the National Irish Red Cross Carers of the Year. That's Catherine and John Gleeson there from just outside Thurles. There was a couple of bits and pieces. Yes, I know they go on in terms of talking about Sister Patricia. A lovely picture, actually. That's what I was looking at on page 13 of the Tipstar. And its preparations are underway for the annual Scolalby Coffee Morning Cake Sale this Friday, December the 8th. And it's a picture of three children with gorgeous little Santa hats. And they've cups all topped up. So they've got the cups underneath their chin, about five or six cups topped up. So it's a lovely little picture and a lovely way to forward sell that. A couple of more stories there in relation to the European Committee of the Regions. And we know we have representatives from the council on that. A picture there of Councillor Michael Murphy. Bring your kids to see Santa and support Pieta House and Cystic Fibrosis. That's a home in Thurles. It's been turned into a winter wonderland for Santa. That's David O'Gorman's home. Now, we have a couple of those. There's one we were due to do today, but we will do tomorrow. And then we have another one coming. I was out in Mullinahone last night for an absolutely fantastic, fantastic event, and that's all in aid of Crumlin Children's Hospital. So I'll bring you the wonder that was the house out in Mullinahone last night. So that's the Tip Star. Moving on then to the Nationalist, and the front page story there is Tip likely to lose its Shannon seat, and that's obviously in the wake of Dennis Lanty's decision to step down. And the story is by Aileen Hassey, and she says Fine Gael planned to select its next Tipperary general election candidate in the new year in the wake of last week's political crisis that rocked the Fine Gael-led minority government, and Labour is unlikely to run a Tip candidate in the by-election to replace Senator Dennis Lanty. It comes as Fine Gael staged the last of its five candidate hustings at Hotel Manila on Monday night, at which the seven candidates addressed the party members and why they are best or should be best to be chosen to represent Tipperary.
That's going to be very interesting who was chosen there, isn't it?
It is. So watch this space. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. A lovely picture there of Santa with Casey Woods, and she was delighted to meet him when he was visiting Clonmel. Santa, a very, very busy man this time of year. Clonmel High School's special Austrian link is celebrated. Nice story there, an ambassador to Austria coming over to speak with students from Clonmel High School. Tributes paid to the Tip Senator, Dennis Lanty, who is retiring. Emer wins trip to the Dáil, Stormont and Strasbourg. Very busy young lady. Youth Leadership Award winner Emer Ryan. And she is off on three separate visits to separate parliaments after coming through a prestigious competition. So she's a presentation secondary school student, Emer Ryan. She's going to visit the Dáil, the Stormont and Strasbourg after winning the regional final of the Rotary's Young Leaders Development
Award. She might be just what we need to sort things out.
She might be, but absolutely. I was going to say she might be too intelligent to be doing that, but I shouldn't say anything like that. Michael Ahern's book shines fascinating spotlight on town. It's a book that the author says bring the reader on a tour of Clonmel was launched last week. It's Rare Clonmel, the latest of his offerings from well-known historian and author Michael Ahern, and it was launched by the Nationalist columnist and fellow historian Margaret Rossiter at the County Museum. The Garda Band will hit the right note. That's the charity concert that's taking place tomorrow night. Lovely pieces there on Canon Hayes and the opening of the Strength and Conditioning, the great photograph there of Alan Quinlan. I know you were talking to Martin Quinn in relation to that story there. So there's plenty more to be had in terms of the paper. There was another story that I had hoped to put my finger upon, but I cannot at the moment. Anyway, you have plenty to peruse.
Indeed. One of our listeners on to say, I love it, Trudy. A man goes into a shop for ice cream. He comes out to find two cones on his car.
Do you know what? I didn't even think of that. That's really good.
I didn't think of that either. Well done. 083-311-3311. Thanks, Trudy. When we come back to you, we'll be speaking to a member of the County Tipperary, to Nina Credit Union, and we're looking forward to speaking to Margaret from that, because of course today we are focusing in on the whole notion of shopping local and how important it is to local economy.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Welcome back to Tip Today. Now, we were speaking about shopping local with the CEO of the County Tipperary Chamber yesterday, and one organisation which is certainly at the heart of the community and very important to people at this time of year is your local credit union. I'm delighted to be joined in our Nina studio right now by the chairperson of the Nina Credit Union, Margaret Shanahan. Good morning to you, Margaret.
Good morning, Fran.
And it's lovely to see you today. Thanks for coming in to us. This must be an incredibly busy time for yourselves, is it?
It is. It's very busy, really. It's one of the busiest times of the year, really. And, you know, so many people take out loans and that for Christmas. And, I mean, we're well equipped to accommodate them. We have in excess of 20 different types of loans. So, obviously, there is something there for to suit everybody's needs and their means of repayments, etc.
We were talking a little earlier on about the unlicensed, particularly money lenders, and how people can resort to that. You have experience of that and the kind of difficulties that people can get themselves into, Margaret.
Yes, it has come to our notice, like, you know, that there are a number of people who have, you know, availed of these money lenders, and it has turned out, you know, rather disastrous for a lot of them in some cases. And you know, we have been able to help them out. You know, make the repayments and yeah. so forth.
Because some of these people can be unscrupulous in terms of how they demand their money back and
Absolutely.
That sort of thing as
and,
well.
And they can literally frighten the life out of people, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it's nice to be able to accommodate them when they come back to us, you know.
Absolutely, it is indeed.
See, some people are of the opinion, friend, that if they're not a member of the credit union, that they cannot request a loan from the credit union, and that is not so at all.
Is it not? I didn't realise that.
Obviously, I suppose it may seem I'm contradicting myself now here, but yes, you have to be a member of the credit union, but if anybody comes in off the street who was never a member of the credit union, they can be a member if they have €7 in their pocket. They can be a member within 10 minutes.
Very good.
That's all you need to open an account.
And you can apply for
obviously the usual, you know, verification of PPS numbers and, you know, proof of address and all that has to be checked out. But like within, we can turn over loans in 1 to 2 days if we have the documentation we require, and that is simply proof of the various things which I mentioned.
That's very interesting, because people might be under the illusion that you have to spend years with the credit union and saving with the credit union.
Not at all. And I mean, as the you know, as the advertising campaign says at the moment, like they speak about the re-credit union, you know.
Yeah.
And we like people to, we have a lot of people who would have accounts there over the year and would have saved quite a lot of money and availed of loans, but then they were left dormant for one reason or another. So we welcome with open arms all those people back as well.
Mm.
But as I said, more importantly for people who never maybe took out a loan, we love to see them coming in and to be able to accommodate them.
Do you see yourself, because I certainly see credit union at the heart of a community. Is that how you view it as well, Margaret?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, whether it's a car loan, an education loan, holidays, no matter what, the credit union is there, and like you're dealing, you know, with the same person from the day you come in until your loan is through, like, you know.
Also, credit union, one of the few organisations that came through the recession, you know, relatively healthily. Now, there were some exceptions to that, but generally, credit unions did survive.
Did they? Generally speaking, it has been a hard time. I will not deny that.
Yeah.
I mean, like loans, people have been afraid to take out loans. People haven't been in a position to take out loans. And I mean, as far as you know, like the income of the credit union, the major part of it is investments as well as the loans.
Yeah.
And I mean, sure, It costs you now to have money, not a loan, so there is no income from investments at the moment.
Mm.
So that has been hard. That's hard too.
And do you see some movement now? Do you see some growth out there? Are people becoming a little more optimistic? And
absolutely.
Are
they really are. They really are. People are beginning, you know, people are saving. People are beginning to take out loans again as well. That is our experience anyway.
What about the notion of shop local then, Margaret? I presume that's close to your heart, is it?
It is extremely close to my heart. I mean, I worked in Nina all my life, actually, and so did my husband. And I mean, you know, we have a big family, and like we were able to look after them and feed them and clothe them and educate them by working in Nina and earning our money in Nina. So it is my, I always try to the utmost to leave anything I'd be spending in Nina. And I think a lot of people are of that opinion as well, you know.
Yeah, and Dave Shanahan, the CEO of the Tipperary Chamber, was making the point to us yesterday that it's vital that you think twice before you make that spend and say, could I make that spend locally?
Absolutely. Because, you know, I don't think there is anything that anybody might want that you won't get in Nina.
Yeah.
I really do. I think, I mean, we have a great selection of shops, and people are, you know, the business people are more than willing. And, you know, if I were stuck in the morning and if I wanted something and if I didn't have the money in my pocket, I guarantee you I could walk into a shop in Nina and get it.
Right.
You know, which you won't.
And
get
it's that
elsewhere.
Local feel
it's just
to things,
the local,
and they know you and all of that, which is also businesses, of course, with the rooting up of the roads and everything over the last, they've gone through a difficult time, and they've been remarkably patient, you know.
They've been very, very patient, and no doubt it has had to do with them a lot of damage, you know, because it went on for so long, but like, it's, you know, it's all worthwhile at the end of the day, and it's work that had to be done.
Yeah.
But, like, they have been extremely patient and, you know, you would have sympathy for them there a lot at the time, you know. But however, they've come out the other
end. Which is fantastic altogether.
Nina people are fighters.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we certainly have discovered that over the last while. Well, look into the future of the town, Margaret. And, you know, we're hearing about the possibility of jobs in the near future and extra stuff. How do you feel about the future of Nina?
Well, I'm very optimistic, really. Hopefully, like, you know, the few things that are on the line will come through, and that there will be more employment in Nina, and therefore more money in Nina. It's unfortunate, like, back over the last few years, we had a few places which closed down. Yeah. It's very unfortunate, yeah, because obviously it's money that's not there to spend. But, you know, I am optimistic that it will come back again.
Well, and so say all of us. One of our listeners on to say, Fran, I want to open an account for my 10-month-old boy. I have no passport because he's too young. I have his birth cert and PPS number. Is that enough?
She has no passport.
She has no passport. Yeah.
Just ask that lady if she's local to come in and to speak to
come in
to
and
rather than going into the
credit union
and speak to, you know, if there is anybody in particular she wants to speak to, she can do that, or any of the staff at the counter would be more than willing to help her.
That's one of the pluses of credit unions, and we hear the critique of banks now that it's very hard to find somebody to talk to. It's not the case in the credit union.
No, the personal touch is very, very important. And we think it's very important, and it certainly will be there for a long time to come, hopefully.
All right. And we're getting a lot of queries in about what you said, that people can go in off the street, join the credit union, and they may be eligible for a loan then. Is that true? That is quite true.
Okay. As I said at the offset, all they need is to, you know, let somebody know what they have. There are a number of staff on the front counter who can discuss loans with them as well. As I said, if there's anyone else they want to see, that's fine, but they can walk in off the street. If they have €7 that they can lodge into an account, they can open that account, but they will be requested, like, for their photographic identification.
Of course, yes.
And that's a legal obligation on credit union, it's not just a credit union. Proof of their address. Yeah. And so forth.
All right. Well, listen, it was lovely to see you, and happy Christmas to you and all of your staff, and best of luck with Nina Credit Union.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks very much.
Good luck to you. And
thanks,
everybody.
Thanks, Margaret.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed. Friend. That is the chairperson of the board of Nina Credit Union, Margaret Shanahan, in with us in studio today. By the way, just in case you've just joined us, we're broadcasting live from the Tip FM Broadcast Centre on Pier Street in Nina.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call Tip today on 1-800-938-007.
And the text number is 083-311-3311. And those prizes for you again. €25 voucher for Maroney's Shoe Emporium in Clonmel. And they're celebrating their range of Echo shoes. As well as that, we have that 7-foot-tall Christmas tree to give away as well. Trudy, you want to tell me about calls and texts and all of that?
You're going to ask me about Christmas trees.
Well, go on. Talk about, do you use a false tree or do you use a real tree?
A false tree. I'd love to use a real tree this year, but well, in past years and past experiences when I lived with relatives, the real trees were great, but the problem was when you got them home, they were either too small or they were too large, or then trying to get the base into a bucket and then it would fall over and you would try to nail it, and it was never the pine cones. The problem with the fake trees is you have to split it into three parts and put all the branches out and in.
I know, but
if it only could just appear in my living room. But I had to give up on Christmas trees anyway. I got a couple of years ago, I got a stray. She was a rescued little vixen of a cat, and she took a shine to my Christmas tree and it fell over one day. It didn't fall over. She was on top of it one day. So the next thing is it crashed to the ground. All my baubles I'd collected for years were in bits, and the Christmas tree was in two pieces.
Did you say crikey?
I did. I said lots of crikeys.
Well, you should. There's a
I'm not a believer of animal cruelty, but I certainly felt like putting that Christmas tree somewhere in the region of that cat that day.
I can well imagine. Well, there's a venue I play, and I know they're not listening to us because it's not in the county, but I think it's fantastic because every time we use the dressing room there, there's a Christmas tree covered with a sheet, and they just take off the sheet.
Oh, brilliant. So it's all fully prepared.
And they drag it out onto the stage.
I love it.
And that's it.
Ta-da!
And with the look of the decorations on it, it's been there for years. So anyway, what's coming in on today?
Okay, in relation to credit unions, Don got in touch to say credit unions are great. However, I do take issue with that, with what that lady said. You need to have a minimum amount of savings dependent on the loan you want before they will consider you for a loan.
And she says no.
From Don here, she says no. Another caller says, came through the recession by saying no to the poor people. That's his view of credit unions there. Our old friend Des got in touch and he says, 2 weeks ago, a general election was certain to take place around the 21st of December. The media got it wrong again. There you go.
We get blamed for everything.
We do. Well, this media didn't say it'd be on the 21st. You prayed it wouldn't be on the 21st or any 21st. Okay, in relation to a couple of other texts. People, this is from Bill in Templemore. People should be happy in the privacy of their own homes for Christmas, and any duty-bound intruder should be allowed, or should be told, to go to hell. If JC was miraculously live on this earth to blow out the birthday candles, he could sign on for job seekers for a while prior to entitlement for state pension. Bill in Templemore.
Okay.
Actually, what I'm going to look at now, because he did come in yesterday, we just didn't get a chance to go to it. It's Richard got in touch and he was wondering about, it was Monday, sorry, he was wondering if there was a Tidy Towns committee in Colebrook and Thurles. I don't actually know, but I will try and find out for you in relation to that. A couple of other bits and pieces, just in relation to, did you mention Jimbo and Jimbo's comments on Helen?
I didn't mention Jimbo. No.
Well, Jimbo got in touch saying, morning, Fran, some woman to talk, but she's so right. And obviously he's referring there to Helen. Maureen Delaney also, likewise, Fran, Helen is so right to be decisive and to do what you want and be comfortable with it and don't apologise for what you're saying.
All right, let me ask you, do you do that?
Oh, I'm desperate. For what? No, for apologising.
No, yeah, hello, sorry.
Yeah.
I remember
years ago I worked in Roaches when Roaches existed, God bless it, and an American came in and it wasn't me serving this person. Now, they were obnoxious, but that's neither here nor there. And the person goes, Harry, can I help you? And he goes, why are you sorry? What are you sorry? What's wrong with you people in this country? Why are you sorry? Why are you always sorry about everything? And I was like, oh, good Lord.
Yeah, it's better than having a nice day.
He was right. He was right. But anyway, I do that. I do that, unfortunately. Did it there. Laureen, great show, Fran. That lady is very interesting. That comes in from Laureen in Portro and Nina. And again, she's referring to Helen. A couple more there on credit union. And another person got in touch to say, Fran, could you tell me if anyone's having a problem with cars skidding on the road when they're braking or turning? I know a few people who this has happened to.
Well, that's a coincidence now, because I was driving, making my usual trip over the mountain via Holyford this morning, and the roads were certainly very greasy
when
you come into Benz.
But see, when you get freezing conditions and wet conditions, I find it very mucky this year. Maybe it's just me, but I seem to be finding an awful lot of muck on the roads and
on the cars
these days.
If you want to talk to Trudy and hear about the muck, 1800 938 007, or if you want to tell us about muck, 0833 11 33 double.